Experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. A second half hour of hour number one on this Monday, June 23rd, 2025 edition. Looking at Lansing, one of the things that we talked about last week was a situation where the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, while Governor Gretchen Whitmer was in Australia, issued some search warrants. The search warrants against the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and also the Michigan Aerospace Manufacturing Association. Well, the executive director of that organization said he believes the Attorney General's investigation into his association's use of state appropriations is politically motivated, and that he no longer feels safe in the state of Michigan. Gavin Brown said he was calling MERS from Accra, the capital of Ghana, where he was doing work, but not with the Michigan Aerospace Manufacturers Association. He said the Aerospace Association has been forced to suspend its operation due to the Whisper campaign being waged against the organization in Michigan. And he's specifically pointing the finger at the Attorney General's office for that. Gavin Brown said, "I'm not the bear kicking up the dirt. I'd like to see the space business in Michigan, but if it's not coming there, if you're saying that now you're investigating, interesting timing." Well, in June of 2019, Governor Gretchen Whitmer signed a mid-year supplemental budget bill that set aside $500,000 for a nonprofit that promotes the aerospace manufacturing industry to develop a maintenance, repair, and overhaul facility. And another $2 million for the same aerospace manufacturing nonprofit to develop a low orbit launch site within the state of Michigan. Brown said he flirted with the idea of building a launch site in Marquette, but that went nowhere, according to Bridge, Michigan. Project was also discussed for Oscoda in Iosco County, but that never went anywhere either. In fact, there's no proof of any of the combined $2.5 million went for anything tangible toward a low-orbit launch site. Attorney General Dana Nessel, a Democrat, reiterated last month that Brown's MAMA was one of two other recipients of legislative earmarks that she's investigating. According to MAMA's filing with the Internal Revenue Service, they ended the fiscal year 2018 $577,309 in debt. The next year, 2019, they reported receiving $1,537,620, of which $1.3 million came from a government grant. Brown received $159,849 a year salary for basically doing 60 hours of work. Also, managing ACC John Geisler received $118,500 for 55 hours of work. MAMA then reported paying management fees $435,341, $48,500 for other, $48,069 for travel, $46,947 for meals and entertainment, and $64,030 for, quote, other expenses. After Brown paid off the debt from the year before, $577,309, leaving MAMA with basically $131,000 in the bank. The next year, 2020, MAMA's filing with the IRS had Brown receiving the final $1 million from a government grant and got a $141,638 salary. Geisler also received $105,000, and other management fees went out as well. Travel, other expenses ended the year with $448,049 in the bank. But in 2021, during and after shortly the beginning of the China virus, state government money slowed to a trickle. Brown's expenses remained the same, and the group ended up $208,261 in debt. Basically, the same thing happened in 2022. That year, they actually ended $408,330 in total debt. Well, what the Attorney General is looking at, 2019 and 2020, Brown hired Mike Dudzik of IQM Ann Arbor to do roughly a $325,000 study on the feasibility of a low orbit launch in Michigan. Of the total contract amount, IQM was paid $290,000. Brown declined to pay the final $35,000. Brown said he was concerned that there were 20 sources used to compile the reports that were not legitimate. And since Dudzik declined to cough up the names, he did not submit the final payment. Well, Brown said he believes that Dudzik, a Democrat, went to the Attorney General, a Democrat, to see what the options were for a civil matter. Well, from there, Brown said he believes the Attorney General pursued a case against him for political reasons, because the Michigan Economic Development Corporation wanted to chart its own path for space industry in Michigan, and basically tried to discredit Brown and his organization. He said he went through the legislature for his seed money, not the MEDC. And he believes that's what this is all about. Later, Governor Gretchen Whitmer announced a new Office of Defense and Aerospace Innovation in April 2024, naming retired Marine Colonel John Gutierrez as the head. But Dudzik had a much different account of the report. He said it was contracted by Brown and the MEDC to look into the feasibility of a low-orbit launch site in Michigan and the feasibility of space industry in Michigan in general, overall. He said he produced an exhaustive study that concluded that launching rockets from Michigan wasn't feasible for several reasons. For one, Elon Musk, SpaceX, basically had a corner on the market. For anyone who needed a satellite shot into space, SpaceX was able to do it at a much lower cost due to its volume of work. According to the source Motley Fool, SpaceX accounted for 72% of the rocket launches in 2022. The other launches issues dealt with logistics. The only potential Michigan's location to launch rockets and not worry about debris falling on people from space was in northern Michigan, along the coastline overlooking Lake Superior. But even that came with concerns. Unlike the ocean, Lake Superior is freshwater. The roughly 40 million people count on for drinking water. Allowing rocket fuel or debris to fall into that water source wasn't eco-friendly. Also, if the rocket separated from the booster late in the launch, the booster could end up falling into Canada, which the Canadians weren't thrilled about, regardless of whether it fell on land or water. Finally, the report did say Michigan had a strong space workforce, pointing to engineers at General Motors, for example, who can make the next lunar rover. If the legislature wanted to move towards more research and development credits to bolster the work project, Dudzik said Michigan has a viable workforce. In fact, Michigan is graduating more talent than it can keep, making Michigan an exporter of great students that we'd probably like to retain in the state. We were well positioned, but just not able to launch, Dudzik said in the final report. He did confirm that Brown did not pay the final $35,000, but he gave different reasons for that. Dudzik declined to elaborate any further. We'll wrap this story up. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithin, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithin of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
By Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. I want to respond to a couple of text messages during the first half hour when I was talking about what President Trump did, Iran, potentially retaliation. Got a text message, absolutely agree with this statement, 100%. So if someone came up and sucker punched you in the mouth, you aren't going to retaliate. Yeah, right. You're not going to fight back. You're not going to defend yourself. Absolutely. But let's put this in perspective. Iran had, at the beginning of this war with Israel, roughly about 2,500 ballistic missiles. They've been firing those into Israel for a couple of weeks. Israel, their air force, has gone in and bombed the heck out of a lot of their missile launch sites. Iran then put them on trucks, moving the missiles around. Well, after taking out their radar, Israel Air Force has been able to fly basically in and out of Iran, no problem. Not being shot at. So they have identified these moving trucks and dropped bombs on them. If I'm sitting in a restaurant or a bar and somebody comes up to me and sucker punches me, I'm going to want to retaliate. But if the guy is 6'9", chiseled, muscled, 300 pounds of pure muscle, can bench press 400 pounds, and could absolutely pulverize me, I'm not going to stand up and retaliate against a stronger enemy. I may want to. If I had a weapon I might be able to use against them, I might be inclined to do that. But if I don't have a weapon, and the guy is younger, stronger, absolutely could destroy me in a fight, I'm not going to retaliate. I'm going to get sucker punched and go home and treat my wounds. As a matter of fact, if I stand up to retaliate and he goes, don't do it, I will take you out. I won't put you in the hospital. I'm going to kill you. I'm going to end your life. Well, that threat is enough for me to stand down. And I think that's exactly where Iran is at. Israel softened up the enemy, working, planning with Donald Trump and the U.S. military. They softened the target up. The Air Force came in, not even challenged. Not one shot fired at our B-2s. No jets, Iranian jets, getting up in the air, coming after them. I think they have been militarily weakened to the point where they are almost done. Have they retaliated against Israel? Yes. They got some bombs, missiles shot off at them. A lot of them were shot down. A few got through. They showed buildings yesterday on the news, Sunday afternoon. 86 people got hurt. They didn't say anybody died, but they got hurt. And they screwed the buildings up. Absolutely. I'm more worried about sleeper cells here in the United States. And our military, intelligence people, law enforcement are all on high alert. Monitoring social media, keeping an eye on things. Be aware, people, of your surroundings. Try to avoid large groups. Till this thing calms down, dies down, God only knows, it may be another 9/11 later this year. God only knows. But I can tell you one thing. Iran having a nuclear bomb was not an option. Ronald Reagan said it. George H.W. Bush said it. Clinton said it. George W., Barack, Biden, they all said it. There was only one president that did anything about it. Whether you agree with it or not, it doesn't matter. It's over. So you can whine and complain and play your libertarian card all you want. It doesn't matter. It's over. We don't have to talk about it anymore because it's done. And again, we're not at war. That's the thing you have to understand. This was not an act of war. This was a military strike. Protect America's interests in the Middle East. The Americans that are there. Military on those bases. People in Israel. In other Middle Eastern countries. That's why he did it. Agree, disagree, it doesn't matter. It's done. We're moving on. Our number two today's show, we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
This from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like